Hey everyone, I'm Scott Cunningham, aka Scottsy Business, and today we're going to be looking at the different tax reporting platforms out there for crypto. I know tax is always a very scary, concerning conversation, so I wanted to go and test a bunch of them, kind of get a feel for what are some of the caveats and nuances that you need to know. What do you need to sort of look for when you go to review or try out any tax reporting platform? And then what am I actually using and what are some of the trends that I see in these platforms? Because I didn't have to review all of them. I looked at 9 because there's a very similar pricing model and it just comes down to a few little caveats. But then there's a couple of them that are a little bit better than the rest. And those are the ones that we're going to really look at and that I do recommend. And we will get into all of that after I go through some of the main things to look out for. And we will get into that after a quick word from my sponsor today.
A big thank you and shout out to my sponsor, Cake Wallet, which is an open source, non-custodial Bitcoin and Monero wallet that also has a built-in exchange. It's available on iOS and Android.
All right, so before we jump into the actual tax reporting platforms and look at the three that I do recommend you take a look at, the third one's kind of like a bonus-ish. Let's talk about some of the main things that you want to look for that a platform should have before you even really consider using it. The first caveat is that they have different pricing models. The first pricing model is you have to pay based on the transactions for a specific tax year, and then you will get a tax report for that year. So for example, Coinly operates this way where I want to pay for, you know, just to get my 2021 tax report, I just pay for that. And based on the amount of transactions that it needs to include in the report, say I did 100 transactions, I can pay the lower cost that just covers 100 transactions. But then if I want my 2020 report, which has 1,000 transactions, I have to pay again for the 1,000 transactions report. Now, I like this approach because typically, these platforms will give you that forever. So I could go back and make edits or whatever. And as long as it's still within that transaction limit that I paid for, they will reprint you a new one and you can, you know, make amendments or do whatever you need to do. The second model is similar, but you're paying a yearly or monthly subscription. And then it gives you access to sometimes just one tax year as well, and you have to pay individually. Or what you really want, if you're trying to save the most money and you're doing a lot of reporting from previous years, if you are, say, doing this for the first time and now you have to go and report all these old reports and sort of, you know, backtrack and get all that, this might be the better way for you to go because, you know, you pay your $200 subscription for the year, and now you can get all of your reports dating back, you know, to 2012 or whatever it happens to be. That would be the most cost-efficient way to do it. However, you notice a mistake or whatever in a year, you have to re-up your full subscription for $200 again to make any changes. That's the only kind of unideal thing about that model. But if you are doing a lot, then that might be the most cost efficient. If you only need one tax year, like last year or whatever, you might be better off going with the model where you're paying individually per year because it might be cheaper that way. But we'll get into some of the examples. And the two main recommendations I give are each of those examples, and we'll talk about that. But that's the main thing you want to look for. And you generally would want to lean on the subscription model so that you can do as many as you want. But again, if you only need 1 year, then that might not be necessary. So just keep that in mind when you're evaluating which platforms you do want to use or spend money on. That's kind of the main thing going in. Beyond that, you want a platform that you can easily import your transactions, which are usually in like an Excel or CSV file. And you can get that from most platforms, or they have an API that you can just easily connect, which is much easier. What you don't necessarily want is it can't interpret exports from various exchanges, and you have to take everything and sort of manually transfer it over into one of their templates. Like they'll give you a template that says the buy price, the sell price, the date of the transaction, all that stuff, and you have to fill all that out, or you can add the transactions in manually. This will take you forever. For some platforms, it might be a little bit cheaper when you have to lean on doing that more. And like, you know, it's a smaller platform, so they have less resources, but it's cheaper and you could just do all that extra work. If you don't want to do that, and most people are afraid to do that because, you know, they think they might do something wrong, which you could easily, so I would avoid that generally. And I personally do not want to do that at all. I'd rather just use the most easily accessible platform that can do the most for me and, you know, make assumptions, do whatever, so that I don't have to do very much work here. I just want this to be as easy as possible. I would rather it be able to interpret whatever I'm putting in. So that makes it a lot easier. Because, for example, I use CoinSquare here in Canada. It's a little bit more of an obscure exchange, so a lot of these platforms don't have CoinSquare. So what I do is I get my export of my transactions, and then I go to upload it. There's only a couple platforms that were able to actually take that upload and understand what was in there and then upload all those transactions. Most of the platforms were not able to, and then they prompted me to go and download their template and do all this extra work. I'm not trying to do that. You might want to, but for me, that is something that is really unideal, so I would not recommend a platform based on that extra work. Some of these other ones are pretty straightforward. You want a platform that has the feature to give you tax loss harvesting, track your fees and include them as capital losses, doing all the things that is going to help you out financially. You want all that included in, you know, any package that you purchase, because some of them are like, oh, well, even though you only need 100 transactions and that costs $50, you have to pay $200 if you want tax loss harvesting and all that stuff included in that. So you want to keep in mind and look out for that, that you're not missing out on, you know, much better savings and better tax reporting because they're going to charge you a lot for, you know, some small extra features. So I would keep that in mind. Ensure that it covers lesser known exchanges that you might be using or that those transactions can be easily uploaded. Sort of similar to the first one where I said that you can easily upload a CSV, but this is more specific to if you're not using only mainstream exchanges. You definitely have to keep this in mind, that it's going to either at least support your exchange with an API or that it's easy to just upload and it's not going to be a challenge for you. And then obviously ensuring that your country is included within their tax reporting system. That's kind of everything. I mean, that's really just a handful of things. I mean, you could get really into the weeds of what a tax reporting platform should include, but this is kind of what I look for and what I evaluate it on. So with that in mind, let's jump in and look at the first platform. So the first platform, which is my final recommendation of what I actually used, is Coinly. Now, while you have to spend more money because I'm paying per tax year, like I was saying earlier, this is one out of the two models where I have to pay every single year that I want my plan for. As you can see, I paid for these transactions here. So I paid for the 1,000 transaction plan in 2021, the 3,000 transaction plan in 2020. It's not cheap. It adds up. But if I ever need to go back and make amendments or do anything, it's already paid for. It's all here. It's accessible. There's no issues. I could just get a new report. That's something that I really, really like, and I'm willing to pay a little bit extra for. Had I gone back and done all my research beforehand, I might have just used Crypto Tax Calculator so that I could just do everything for way cheaper. But this is nice to know that if I do need to go back, it's ready, it's there, and I don't have to pay more when I come back, because then I'll just be a hassle and kind of annoyed, not really want to be paying more money to access information that I already had previously. That would just be annoying to me. So that's what I did. And by the way, there is a coupon that you can use when you're doing this, which I believe I included. Yes, it's TC30, and it gives you 30% off, and you can use that for every single purchase you make. So highly recommend doing that. I hope it's still available when you guys try, but if not, you know, I'm sorry. You can just search up Coinly coupons or, you know, Crypto Tax Calculator or whatever. If they support coupons, you could just search it up And it's not very hard to find. It didn't take me very long, and I just tried a couple of them, and TC30 worked to give me 30% off all of it. So I would have spent a lot more if I hadn't done that for all of my transactions. And I ended up spending about $500 because I was back reporting quite a few years. So that saved me a lot of money, but I could have saved a lot more if I had just used Crypto Tax Calculator from the get-go. But either way, this is by far the easiest to use. That's why I'm kind of, you know, encouraging or at least recommending. And what I used was Coinly, because it was so easy for me to use. And the beautiful part too is, if you're skeptical that it'll be able to cover everything, you can go in Coinly, upload everything you need, and get yourself right up to the point of where you would get your tax report, and then you can pay. Once you know everything has been covered, you've got everything squared away, it covers all the things that you need, then you can pay, and then you can get your tax report. So that's really nice that you know it'll cover everything you could possibly need before you go to pay, and just give you an idea of what it kind of looks like when you're doing all this stuff. I really, really like that. And again, Coinly was one of the most effective at just making everything easy. And what I mean is, like, when I went to upload, for example, on CoinPanda, one of the ones I don't recommend, it only could grab about 27 transactions from my Excel upload, my import that I downloaded from CoinSquare. So the issue there is there was, you know, 279 transactions, and Crypto Calculator and Coinly were both able to get all of that on its first attempt, you know, without me having to do any manual changes or using their templates. That's super convenient. And for all the other platforms, they didn't get anything, and they needed me to actually convert it over to be able to be uploaded based on their templates, which is just, again, a lot more work. I didn't test out Coin Tracker, but this is one of the other recommendations that I included, and only included for people who use CoinSquare. So this is very specific to Canadians, because I believe it was that they'll do your first 1,000 transactions for free if it's through CoinSquare only. If you've only ever used CoinSquare, that's the only reason that you would do this, because it's extremely, extremely expensive. This is by far the most expensive platform I've seen. For 1,000 transactions only, it'll cost you $280 for one tax year. I had transactions where, you know, 1 year was 3,000, up to 3,000 transactions. Well, it was really only 1,241, but that would still be beyond this. And then I would have to pay some sort of express premium pricing for an extra 241 transactions, which is insane. So you do not want to use Coin Tracker unless you're using it for free, because you've only used CoinSquare. That's very niche. That's all I have to say about that. And now we're getting rid of that. Going back to Coinly, again, very, very easy to use. You can go and check the plans out, and it's basically just like, this is what it'll look like. Once you know how many transactions you need to pay for the year, you can pay based on that. If I don't make any more transactions this year, then I just have 65 and I can pay the $59 and get my report here. Again, I could go and just do Crypto Tax Calculator, but this is just really easy to do, and I've been doing this, and that's why I really like this. And then you can go and look at your dashboard for each year, and you can easily just you know, switch between the years and get all of your information, and you know, you're all good to go, right? In terms of you know, importing transactions and wallets and all these different things, this is an example of some of the wallets that I've uploaded, and then it tells you how much you still have on the exchange, or if something isn't accounted for, like here, negative 6,700 Doge is not accounted for. Sometimes there's transactions that are missing or whatever that they would ask you to fill in certain information. I honestly can't be bothered, so I just tell it to make assumptions, and I'll just pay, you know, whatever extra amount that I might have to pay, because I'm not going to bother going and doing all this extra stuff. I've barely really sold or taken profits, so it's not like I'm paying much anyways, so it's not really a big concern to me to have it make a couple assumptions about the cost basis and what I actually have to pay in tax for certain things. I just want this to be easy and just, you know, get it over with. Some people might be different where they're like, well, no, I'm trying to save as much money as I possibly can. You could go and pay the minimum amount on whatever exchange. There's some in here that are very, very cheap, but you have to do a lot of manual work. But if you're willing to do that to save money, you might as well, right? Or you're scared about it needing to be super accurate that you want to do everything manually or go through it, you can do that as well. But you can also do that here or pretty much any platform regardless. It's just something to keep in mind. So yeah, it's very, very nice, very convenient. You can upload from exchanges. You can actually upload just directly wallets that you have based on your address. There's a lot of things that you can do, and it's very straightforward. If it's an API connection, what you'll do is you'll go to whatever exchange, like say Coinsquare or Binance, for example. You log in, you open up the drop-down menu on the side, and you should see API, or it'll be in like settings and then API. You just have to create an API and then type in that information on here, and then it'll connect, and then you could also sync it and have it, you know, resync to make sure that it's accurate and up to date. Very, very easy to do. Or you go on the exchange, you go to your history, you export all the data, and it'll just export in like a nice little template for you. And then hoping that the exchange is able to import that template with no issues, then you're fine. And Coinly has been the best at getting the most transactions interpreted without having to, you know, change anything. So again, from my experience, Coinly has been by far the easiest to use, not necessarily the most cost effective, unless, you know, you want that reliance of being able to go back and not having to, you know, pay money or do anything. So keep that in mind. Now, moving on to the final recommendation. If you're looking to do a lot of tax reporting and back report off of many years, Crypto Tax Calculator is probably the better option because you can get all of your years with your one payment that you pay. They also let you upload and do stuff when you're testing, as I'm doing right now. I haven't paid for this. I'm just testing it out. It was able to sync pretty much the same as Coinly. It's missing a few transactions here, so it's not perfect, but it's definitely the second best. I mean, Coinly was able to get the most and interpret the most information. Crypto Tax Calculator, by far the closest to that. So it's close enough that I wouldn't really worry too much. But, you know, when CoinPanda can only do 27 transactions out of 293, that's, you know, like less than 10%. So obviously that's not very good. And the other platforms can't do anything unless you use their templates. So you run into all this extra work, and sometimes the prices are the same or more expensive and you have to do work. So it's not really that ideal. But this is definitely the best place if you're trying to save money and do a lot of reporting. It was fairly easy to upload as well. It's got a good dashboard and good information, all that good stuff as well. So this is really solid. And here's the actual plans here. So if you're not spending very much and you don't have many transactions, this could be really affordable. $100 for one time, one yearly subscription. And then you could just cancel, obviously. Get all of your reports done if you've spent less than 10,000 or 1,000 transactions. And you should be good to go. If you're more seasoned and you trade a lot, you might need up to 10,000 transactions, which is pretty generous for them to cover that much. Because again, most do not really go that high. And this will pretty much have you covered for everything that you need. If you go crazy and you do up to 100,000, again, by far the best costs here, $300, you can do all your stuff. So that's really, really awesome. Or if you're an accountant, they have like a special thing for you to do here, but, you know, regardless. I think this is a very, very good deal, and I highly recommend it. As long as it can cover everything you need, then you're good to go. So I only tested a couple things on here because I wasn't actually intending to pay for it, but it's nice that they also let you test everything out, make sure you can upload the things that you need, and then you can pay once you're ready and you feel confident. That's kind of a key thing. You want to make sure that you feel confident using the tax reporting platform and that whatever it's going to include is going to cover all the stuff that you need. And then you pay once you feel confident that it's going to be able to do all that for you. So those are my two main recommendations. Again, it really just comes down to, do you need to report a lot on previous tax reports, or are you just trying to get the latest one? Because I would say Coinly is by far the easiest, and it's good for doing one tax report or maybe even just a couple. If you want to be able to go back and make changes or whatever, that's very, very useful. So they have their own benefits and drawbacks. It just depends what you can afford and what you're willing to do versus not willing to do. And yeah, let me know what you guys are doing. I mean, there's a lot of other platforms out there that I probably didn't check out and I missed, or, you know, there's probably just so many. But I also took a look at, and I'll just share it on my screen here, Coin Tracking, Zen Ledger, Token Tax, TaxBit, Coin Ledger, and Coin Panda. Again, most of these were okay, but largely the issue is that either something is more affordable or better priced in what I've already recommended, like Crypto Tax Calculator or Coinly, or they don't let you actually upload directly and you have to use their templates, and that's just way too much work. While you might be able to spend less money on these platforms, on certain ones, and do more work, I'm personally not willing to do that. And I think most people are either unwilling to do all that extra work because then they're like, why would I just not hire an accountant at this point? Or they're too afraid that they'll make a mistake, so it's not like something that they want to even try to tackle. So you want to use the most easy platform to use and the one that is able to do the most for you and make it as seamless as possible so you don't make any mistakes or have any problems. And again, for me, that's Coinly, but I'm sure there's going to be people who will say, you know, these are actually good, or someone's used one of these and they like it better or whatever. I'm sure for various people, for various reasons, these platforms might make sense, because you might only need one or two exchanges and it works with that platform, and or you might just need to use a very popular API exchange. So it doesn't really matter about the uploads, and it just depends on which platform is the cheapest. So it really depends on your specific situation. But if you're like me and you've used quite a few exchanges and it's going to be a lot of hassle, Coinly is the easiest way to do that. But again, you could take a look through some of these and check out their pricing if you've either done very few trades or use very few exchanges that you want to report. It might be easier to just use APIs on a smaller, cheaper platform. That might be easier for you. But, you know, there is no one size fits all. It just kind of depends on what you need to do. And if this is too confusing, you can feel free to share a little bit about your specific needs, reporting needs, and I could maybe give you a suggestion in the comments below. But let me know, what are you guys doing? What are you using? What do you find to be the best? How are you doing your tax reporting? Is there anyone who's just using an accountant or doing it themselves? I'd be very curious to hear about that. Or are there any other platforms that I've missed that you think should have been on this, that, you know, are up to the standard of Crypto Tax Calculator or Coinly, and I could take a look at them in the future and maybe come back and do another review in 6 months or a year or something like that, and we could do a follow-up. But let me know in the comments below what you're doing and what you're using, and are you reporting on your taxes? I mean, maybe you shouldn't tell me if you aren't, but let me know all the good stuff in the comments below. And you can let me know that you watched the full video from start to finish by commenting hashtag #1ham in the comments below. And that way I know you watched the whole video in if you comment that, and I will be more likely to respond to your comments that include hashtag #1ham. Anyways, thank you so much for watching. I'm Scott Cunningham, aka Scottsy Business, signing off. Cheers.